This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah is aware to know what's going on right now. He would want to speak, he would want to be here. If Allah was to open up the partition, the ghaib between us and what's happening, because the angels are also here. Because very soon, once we're done, one of the angels will say, stand up and leave. All your sins have been forgiven. قُومُ مَخْفُورًا لَكُمْ. You may say, I know, I don't need to sit. I've got more important things to go. لَكُمْ لَكِرْ. You have more important things to go. Good night. But the thing is, this is the judgment of ilm. This is the judgment of fikr. And at the end, we will get the du'a of the angels. Stand up and leave your business. I will just sit down for the sake of sitting down and getting the reward, the du'a of the angels who are going to be naked, who are sitting with us right here and surrounding us with their wings right now. The angels are, this is what they're doing. They come in and they're sitting, they're feeling, and then they're, as the Prophet said, they're surrounding us with their wings. There's rahmah, there's sakina, there's tranquility, there's peace, there is serenity. You feel that in here. This is what is the one of the truths, the virtues of shirak and fikr, you know, the gatherings of fikr. So let us start, inshaAllah ta'ala, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. May Allah bless you, may Allah reward you, thank you for being here, brothers and sisters. When Sahalas, I started, my brothers, boys and girls, we started, alhamdulillah. Alright? Hey. A little warm up before we move on. We're still with the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. We're still with the story of Yusuf, and we learned so much last week. I know all of you know the story of Yusuf, but definitely there's lessons that we tear in our sense, you know, and keep on learning the deep golden lessons that we learned from this amazing, you know, story of Yusuf alayhi salam. We talk about the Quran when we talk about the story of Yusuf. We talk about Christ. We talk about this boy who goes through a roller coaster of emotions. He goes up once, and then he goes down, and then he gets up again, and then he goes down. You know, he's pampered, and now his family, he goes down, you know, in the well. And then from the well, he gets up, and then he lives in the palace. He's happy in the palace, and then goes down into prison, jail. From the jail, goes back up again, and then he's running Egypt. He's just so much of a roller coaster, of an emotional roller coaster. How did he deal with it? There's a prophet, this is why it's called the surah. The ulama, they say, if you go into any hardship, any sadness, read for what you do. This was Yusuf, you know, and when was it revealed? Let's start with this right away. Now, when was it revealed, the soul of Yusuf? After Khadija. MashaAllah alayk. After Khadija and Abu Talib, you're so young for this. I've got stuff all the way from Jordan. What's from Jordan here? Any Jordanian? When I say Jordan, I mean Palestine. I've got stuff all the way from Jordan right here. No. If you didn't answer the question, who answered the question? And something else, Had al Ma'mul. Say Had al Ma'mul. You know what Ma'mul is? Look at the eye. I want knives. Yeah, we're going to kill people today. So, question. Pay attention so that we can move on. I finish with the question, the quiz, and then we move on, inshallah ta'ala, into more, you know, concrete stuff. The question is, don't raise your hand if you don't know the answer. Don't invest yourself. Bismillah. I think there's someone who's going to answer this. Who are the seven categories? Okay, let me tell you what I'm going to give you for this one, because I did not mention this one, right? So I'm going to give you one. I'm going to give you two, I'm going to give you three, I'm going to give you four, I'm going to give you five, six, seven. Yeah, they couldn't have them. The seven categories of people who will be under the shade of Allah, that there is no shade except in faith. Seven categories will be put under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, my brother. Seven of them. A just ruler. If you miss one, you don't get nothing. Attractive lady, okay, what happened to Yusuf? And then number three. A Yusuf's proof of Allah? Huh? I'll take it. Number four. there's not a there because the daughter is there with you that she's looking in her eye. And I think it's for her, not you. Not you, for your daughter. We don't want to kill them, but we use plastic. I said, why have you got the mean lives? They're not plastic. Seven categories. I gave you a chance here. Let me give you a chance here. Seven categories that would be under the shade of Allah. How's that? On the back. Yalla, probably. I have a problem with that. Probably. Imam al-Adil, just ruler. Shab al-Nasha fi ta'atillah. A youth growing up in the obedience of Allah. رجل قلبه معلق بالمساجد. Inshallah, you. A man whose heart is attached to the mission. He prays to her. He goes and can't wait for us to come back to the mission and say. His heart longs for the mission. Number three, the four. Two people who love each other for the sake of Allah. We love each other. I love you all for the sake of Allah. I don't need nothing from you. Anyway, see that. Right. Tell me who I need. Yeah. Tell your brothers that you love them. Tell them. Don't know. Tell I love you, brother. This is that you love them for the sake of Allah. Tell her. Two people who love, not you, them, empty, yellow, and then two people who love each other for the sake of Allah. That's number five, number six. A man who's been called by a woman, who was seduced by a woman, and then he says, إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. Applied to Yusuf alayhi salam. قَالَ مَعَادَ اللَّهِ. In the hadith, he says, إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. I fear Allah. I'm all conscious of Allah. I cannot do something halal. Yusuf, when the lady called him, seduced him, what did he say? He said, مَعَادَ اللَّهِ. إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايَ. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Number seven, six. You're not going to stop right now. There's one more. There's one more. The last one. The fear, man. I should be so well. I will kill my machine and then I will kill. Rasulullah tasaddaqa, sadaq, a man who gave a charity with his right hand, so much that his left hand did not know that his right hand gave charity. Yani he gave charity in secret. These are will be under the shade of Allah, the day when there is no shade except the shade of Allah. Give me my hand. Halja, you missed one. Halja, you missed one. Hey, you missed one. Where's my stuff? You missed one. Andak wahda. Lista wahda. Dar wa'at wahda. Lista dayla wahda. You missed one. Yatahaddaq fiha tahadda. Yatahaddaq fiha tahadda. Khalas. Khalasna min khab. Mafihat. Khalasna min khab. Yafoli, guli, bas guli, guli, guli. قولي قولي حبتي قولي حبتي حتبطيني قولي حيبكي حيبكي give it to her حتبكي حتبكي I'm crying a man who رجل ذكر الله حاليا if you know what I'm telling you, Rasulun, a man who is by himself, like a person, the person, the like, and then he started mentioning Allah. Remember, Allah, his eyes shed tears. He got connected, his eyes shed tears. This would be under the seven categories under the shed of Allah Azza wa Jal. This one, among the seven categories, which one applies to Yusuf alayhi salam? That woman, right? A woman. Aywa, khala. Ayy, jazakum Allah khair. A just ruler, a youth who grows up in the worship of Allah, a man who's not infected the mosque, the two people who love one another for the sake of Allah, someone who resists the direct temptation from the opposite gender, a person, yeah, I'm speaking, I'm more a Shakespearean man, yeah, speaking, I've been very, a person who is completely selfless in charity, I don't like that translation, and then a person who remembers Allah in private and succeeds in doing so. Fayyid, why did the wife of the minister choose Shail over King Yusuf? And she gives another chance for what? Huh? to seduce him again. Maybe he can see him again. Maybe he wants to see him again. Maybe he wants to go to jail to see him again. And if he does not want him to die, he wants to see him again. No problem. Now, this is why he chose jail over King Yusuf. What do you call the man who has no job, who has no hair? The youth. He is the youth. Father, pizza, baked no fries, all the way from Italy. That is meant in Jordan. Listen, give it to the father. Here, protective policy, he's called the youth. The youth, and what? Okay. Here it is, it's called the youth. And here's the last question. What are the three kind of people who will be disregarded on the day? Who are what? Moms! Here, okay. Up there. What are the three? Just the last question. What are the three kind of people who will be disregarded? Salaza, Layat Allah Lehim Yawm Al Qiyamah. Three kind of people Allah will never look at them in their judgment. They will be losers. Three. People who? Al-Haf, those who don't obey the parents, Al-Aqani Walidain, number one, number two. Yalla. I just mentioned one right there. What is that called? At the youth, and number three? Wallah, number three? Are you Lee? Yalla, Lee. What's your name, sir? Ilyas, how old are you? Sultan, how old are you, Lee? Sultan. Okay, man. It is very good. Ayuali, boom. You have one more, third one. Quickly, so we can move on. Where are you from, Lee? Where are you from? Syria. Yemeni. Okay. The third one. Allah, the shabbuh al-mar'a al-mutaraddila. Women who act like men, who dress up like men, who talk like men. These are the three type of people. Wallahu lal-mar'a. Women who act like men, who dress up like men, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at them in their judgment. All right, we move on now. Come on. Please, silence, quiet, a face. Please.
It's called holy.
So, attention, please. So, we're going to start talking about the story of Quran right now. Here it is. I call it the Luke effect. فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَا أَنْتَ يُوسَفْ today. Okay, أَنْتَ يُوسَفْ. Lean, تعالي هنا. Quickly. Okay. Come. Come, it's fine. You wanna come? Come. Okay, here's what happened. Don't touch yourself, okay? These people are not gonna hurt you. So these are knives. Take one. Everybody take a knife. Alright, take a knife. Go there. Go, take a knife too. So here's Yusuf. Here's your apple. What else are you trying? Here's your food. You can't answer this for free. Yusuf is coming. What's up? فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنَّ أَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِنَّ. What happened? Women started talking. Because when the husband found out about what happened, what did he say? He told Yusuf, وَأَعْرِنْ عَنْ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرِي لِذَنْبِكَ إِنَّكِ كُنْتِ مِنَ الْخَاطِئِينَ. And we talked about this last week. You know, he told Yusuf,
He told her, look, mother, listen, please be quiet, don't talk about this, just move on with your life. And then he told his wife, Yusuf al-Anhada, what's happening in Gambit? He told her, speak forgiveness, then repent to Allah. You did something wrong. Repent to Allah. And then he moved on. So there were only four people who knew about what happened. Him, four people. Him, the husband, Yusuf, the woman, the wife, and who is the fourth one? The Shaheed, the witness, the guy. Who is that Shaheed? Not Shaheed, Yahni, but the Shaheed. The Shaheed. Who is that person? Who is the fourth? Huh? Who? Ibn Ammu? Who is Ibn Ammu? Who is Ibn Ammu? Shaheed al-Shaheed, يعني Shaheed al-Shaheed, يعني who is Shaheed al-Shaheed? Who is Shaheed, huh? The Qadi, the right hand man of the husband of the minister, the guy who's close to him. Now we don't have no hadith that he's really his Ammu, his cousin. We don't know that. But walaw annaki qulti yani ma tahdi for hajja behind you. Okay. So Glimmer started talking. What did they know? We talked about this last week. People, there are rumors. You know, the main, most probably, the main started talking. And then the news goes out in town. So women started talking. Women started talking. We talked about this last week. Before, you know, we ended last week right there. Women started talking. And then the news kept spreading until it reached the palace. Until it reached the palace. And then the wife of the minister was extremely beautiful, right? She found that. So she called them into some sort of a feast. And then she came to tell them, I heard about what you were saying, okay, fine. And then she organized this little get-together, and then she gave each of them a knife and some food. Where you put it? Yeah, oh. So she gave each one of them some food, and then some, you know, knives. So as they were, you know, trying to peel the fruit, as she was trying to peel the fruit, he told Yusuf, اخرج عليهم. Yusuf, اخرج عليهم. Say, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah. Say, mashallah. So, what I wanted to do now, you're going to look at Yusuf. Don't look. But you're going to look at Yusuf, and instead of putting the fruit, you're going to start cutting your hands. And blood is dripping. Don't do that. Yusuf. And you're listening, and you're looking at, don't look at this, isn't it? And then he's looking at them, and then they're cutting their hands, and then they're cutting their hands, and then he did not realize they were bewitched. They were bewitched by the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. Say, mashallah, don't give the guy the nothing. And then they saw the بمكرهن أرسلت إليهن وأعتدت لهن متكئا وقالت اخرج عليهن because Yusuf, come out. Come on, just come out. And then what did they say? وآتت كل واحدة منهن سكينا and she gave each one of them some knives وقالت اخرج عليهم يلا يوسف go see them فلما رأينا when they saw him فلما رأينا when they saw يوسف أكبرنا they said ما شاء الله who's that سبحانه said وقطعنا أيديهن أيوة قطعنا أيديهن not قطع قطعنا يعني they were just cutting their hands. Did that hurt? Yes, it hurt, but he did not feel the pain. Why? Why did not feel the pain? Why did not feel the pain? Why did he not feel the pain? Why? Because he was beautiful? No. Why? Huh? But in love. Yeah, when you're in love, you don't feel the pain. Ask the sisters, they tell you. When you're in love, that's when you feel the pain. You don't know. Why? Excuse me, what's my question? Why did he not feel the pain? They were bewitched by Yusuf alayhi salam. They were khalas, this was something they've never seen. Yusuf is so handsome. Yusuf is so beautiful. They've never seen that beauty before. They were just, what? And then there's pain. Of course there's pain. Of course there's blood dripping. But they don't feel nothing. Why they were bewitched by the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam? What did they say before? قلنا حاشا لله حاشا لله ما هذا بشرا إن هذا إلا ملك كريم. This is not human being. They thought their hands and exclaim, "Good God, good God, this cannot be human. He's not human. He is not a man. He is an angel. He is a noble angel." And then she goes and she says something like, "Thank you, girl. You got stuff. That's how we're not going to be. We did an amazing job. That's how we." They were stunned by the beauty here, so this is why they did not do this. So, here is a lesson right there. One of the lessons is, guys, boys and girls, when somebody, especially in youth or people, because I say Allah has told us to keep our gaze down, not to look at what we're not supposed to look at. Someone may say, "I'm just looking at the beauty of Allah. He's so beautiful. I'm looking at the beauty of Allah. Look how Shaitan has directed me, but I can fool you. I'm looking at the name of Allah. Allah has designated, you know, this is why, you know, the eye is the source of Allah of all these evils. The eye, the look. It all starts by, you know, we call it the look at death. This is why lower your gaze. Brothers, lower your gaze as much as you can." Somebody says, "I try, you know, I'm not looking at it, I'm just looking down, and then I hit my head against the book when I'm walking." How do you use your common sense? Try to, you know, some Christians or brothers will ask this question, "How about my teacher? I'm not supposed to be looking at my teacher, but there's a girl I'm working with, a guy I'm working with. Does everyone want me to work with a girl? Okay, fine. But we have to work together on a project. We have to stay at her face. We have to really look at her like eye to eye. You don't have to look like straight. Right? You know, try to protect yourself. So it's not just like I'm just looking at the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is your father a terrorist? What? Look at this. You know this? Nobody knows. No. It's a pickup line. How do you know it's a pickup line? You came from the school. Okay. He saw this beautiful girl. He says, "Is your father terrorist?" He said, "Right?" He says, "You're a bomb." Come on. What? You didn't get it? It's good that you didn't get it. Good that you didn't get it. Okay, now we're moving into a different episode. It's just like a movie. Wallahi, it's like a film. You go from one scene to another. One scene to another. Now we move to the another scene. The first scene, Yusuf alayhi salam with his dad. He gets thrown into the well. Second scene, he goes into the palace. He's sitting in the palace. Third scene, you know, the thing that happens between him and the wife of the minister of Egypt. And then these other women right there. And then comes another scene. What scene? The scene that happens inside jail. And here, you and I, we will learn so much. Why? From Yusuf alayhi salam. وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّفْنَ فَتَيَانَ قَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَعْصِرُ قَمَرًا. So two boys entered the jail with him. Questions at the end. This is the question. وقال الآخر إني أراني أحمل فوق رأسي خبزا تأكل الطير منه نبئنا بتأويله إنا نراك من المحسنين قال لا يأتيكما. This is very, very interesting and extremely beneficial when you read Quran and you want to start to understand and focus and get for sure. You need to understand why this is happening here. Yusuf is da'i. Yusuf is da'i right now. Now, right here, you and I, we will learn the art of giving da'wah. What we need to be able to give da'wah to others. We learn from Yusuf right here, alayhi salam. قَالَ لَا يَأْتِيكُمَا طَعَامٌ تُرْتَقَانِهِ إِلَّا نَبَّأْتُكُمَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمَا ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَائِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ. Okay, so he's just talking about what? This is what happens right here. The da'wah journey. Just give me a few minutes, inshallah. The da'wah journey. What is da'wah journey? We're going to learn this from Yusuf alayhi salam. I'm going to tell you, because I'm going to ask you a question about this next week. You will win a prize if you memorize 10 points. 10. You always win. I hope one sister win this time. 10, one after another. You won twice. Nah. The da'wah journey. These are the skills, the importance of da'wah. How can فيش نفسك يا يعني. Allah knows about Yusuf being heartbroken, his innocence, and he chose Yusuf. He chose when he said, "Na'am, I chose prison over doing something haram with them." But this is the Habu'ayni Ma'ayni Ma'ay. Oh, Allah chose him. Prison is more beloved to me than what they claimed before. So he chose to go to prison. So he goes to prison. And prison is darkness, prison is scary, prison is. It's hunger, prison, it's bad, it's sad, so he goes there. No. Allah Azza wa Jal does not leave him alone. Allah Azza wa Jal sends two people with him right there. Name of Allah. Name of Allah. Al-Wakil. I'm not going to say Al-Wakil. No. There's another name of Allah right there. Allah Azza wa Jal does something amazing. Ya Fala. No. Al-Fatah. المعلق الوجود السميع لا رحيم لا اوكي الخبير نو المهم احنا بدنا نقول شو نايت ماي نيمز اوف الله نو خلفك ايوه حيفا هتقولي أنت العظم الحسن أنت هتقوليها قولي مسلم لا أوكي هيري وين يو آر When you break an arm, you go to a doctor to mend it. When you break your heart, I keep going. Yusuf is cut from Yusuf. Yusuf has seen. Yusuf is sad. Yusuf is heartbroken. So Allah is the way. But Al-Jabbar, every man has a beauty in it. Al-Jabbar wants to mend the heart of his prophet. So he sends two people with him. Something amazing is going to happen with those people. Right there, they see a dream. Are you with me here? Nobody answered. I shouldn't give nothing to nobody. Because nobody answered. They tried. Who said that? At least you tried. أعطيني بس another 5 minutes. Can you do that? The maximum يعني 7 minutes. خلينا. No, I'm trying to aim to finish at 8:42. Are you guys not enjoying? You enjoying it or not enjoying it? I can change. I can change something. I can change everything. We're doing okay or we're not doing okay? I know we're doing okay. I know I'm very good. Good character. So Allah goes and mends his heart. He sends these two guys with him. And then these two guys, why would they go to Yusuf? Why would they go to Yusuf? Why Yusuf? They saw a dream. They go to Yusuf. Why Yusuf? How did they know that Yusuf will answer, or explain the dream? No. The answer is before your eyes. The answer is before your eyes. The answer is real. I don't know who said what. I don't know who said what, okay? I don't know, right? So, whatever. I don't know. I don't know anymore. Tell us. Anyway, but when you say تعالوا لأن كيف عرفوا أنكم هو بيع هو الحديث ما هو بل آخر عرفوا عرفوا من خلقه خلق أخلاقه نعم so they realized that he's been with them that this man has good character so they went to him when please you can you don't mom's right to help deal with that Mahmoud, the bastard, mom wants your help. Good. So, good character, number one. Number two, good appearance is going to be good da'i. People, what is the first thing people look at when you come as a kingdom da'wah? The first thing we look at is, your smile? I just gave it to you right there. The appearance, come on. Your appearance, good appearance, this smart. I want to be da'i. And then your hair is everywhere. You're wearing something, and it could look like that. You know, you're wearing something all torn apart. Even your skin. And again, Brother Samarik, I want to give you that I think that one, a good appearance, if you want to give that one. That's number two. Number three, knowledge of the topic he's preaching for. We cannot, go and talk about haram and you don't know what halal, what haram. Know about the very particular thing that you don't want to talk about. So you need to be aware. You don't want to be Adam, or you don't have to be Adam, but at least know the topic that you're going to be talking about, so you don't want to give that one. Number four, confidence. What's the evidence? One, two, today, croissant. Today, croissant. It's called today, croissant. And then, what else? Confidence. What is the evidence that you have to be confident? From Yusuf. From the Quran. Hold on. It will be right there. Good. Hey, Assalam alaikum. Okay. Who did the dream of the Who said it first? Who said it first? I don't know, sisters, because I don't know who said what. She said it first. Hey, but to be fair, we'll give you something, and I'm going to give you also. Just because you're a woman, you're going to love this. Ramadan Expo 2024. See, there's no tickets tomorrow. And then here, and this. Ramadan Expo, okay? And this, and this, and this. Give it to your mom. No. لا يأتيكم ما طعام ترزقانه إلا نبأتكم بتأويله. Confidence. I know what I'm saying. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm talking about. What did you say here? لا يأتيكم ما طعام. No, you won't get no food, like any food, anything that you will get. I will translate, I will give you the interpretation, I will tell you what you have in your home before you come to me. And if you're having breakfast, I will tell you what you have for breakfast. If you have lunch, I will tell you, I have that knowledge. I know what you have in your home. That's number one, right? So, I got one more thing here. Knowledge, confidence. I can even tell you about the food, right there. Address the intellect. Evidence. Something will happen. Evidence, Daleel, top of the aql. When you give da'wah, address the intellect. Address, talk to them using the brain. Tell them about things. Let them think. What's the evidence? Okay. Where you are? Islamist? Maybe we're not Islamist. Now, wait for the answer, huh? But I'll come back later. I got another call.
Make them think. You want to give da'wah? Make people think. The evidence is right there. What ayah? Yalla. Kula. Hajja. La. Tell them the message. Khatib al-Qul al-Nas. Khatib al-Aqlu. Tell me his doctor. Arbabun. Hala libnak, insha'Allah. Tayyip. Good your son. Arbabun. أربابٌ متفرقون خيرنا من الله الواحد القهار. Which is better, too many gods or one god? هذا الذي دائما عندي يأخذ الثاني.
Now I know which is better.
Arbabun, you see, he's making them think. He says, hey, guys, is it, which is better, to worship one God or too many gods? Like when I went to Malaysia, I went to this mountain. I've always been to Malaysia before, like in Kuala Lumpur. Did you go to that mountain? We go all the way to the top, and then they have these idols and gods. So I spoke to a guy right there, because they still have these idols and elephants and stuff. So, in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. And then I asked the question, see, what do you think about this guy? He says, yeah, we have more than 1,000 gods. One god for rain, one god for sun, one god for money, one god. So I said, okay, let's say you want rain, and your wife wants sun. Who's gonna be the other? Because your wife is gonna make the other this god, and then you're gonna make the other this other god. So whatever it is, the conflict between the too many gods. One god for today, one of them for rain. The other god is no. No, there's no rain today in Kuala Lumpur. Today is sun. And then there's a big conflict between the gods. And then God says, make them think. Make them think. So this is what Lucas 7 is doing. Number 4, 5, I tell you this. I tell you this. Which is better, many gods? Remind them of the grace of Allah. Okay, go back. Remind them of. About the greatness of Allah. Greatness of Allah, Habibi. We already moved from خير من الله الواحد الصحاب. So we move. So we're gonna tell them, this is da'wah. You make them think, right? And also tell them about the grace of Allah. What Allah is. Allah is dead. Allah has done this. Tell them about the blessings and the favors and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make them think. So it would be here somewhere. إن الحكم إذا الأمر لا تعود إلا إياه ذلك الحكم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
Let me go back. Come on, let me go back. Almost done.
Who did that? Who gave the answer? Imam of the grace of Allah, adab. When you want to give da'wah, you have to have some adab. You know what adab? Some etiquette. You're not going to, argue with him, then you start swearing, astaghfirullah, you start cursing. You don't want to believe. May you be torn in the fire. This is not good etiquette from giving da'wah. So you need some adab. So you need some etiquette from some people. The adab here is, Ya sahibai sijn. You see how he's talking to him. You know how many times he repeated, Ya sahibai sijn, Ya sahibai sijn. He's using some etiquette with them. He's telling them, oh my friend. Every time he says something, he says, oh my companion, Adam. Number 9, open your heart. Talk about your family. Talk about your past. Yes, you can do that. You can tell them. You can tell them, brother, I know this path that you're taking. I know this path that you're taking. It's not going to take you nowhere. Because I've been there before. Because you did not take me nowhere. This thing that you go to. You go to clubs. I know what clubs look like. You go on your day. I know what it is. It's not going to take you. You can talk to them about things, you know, that happened to you. Yusuf alayhi salam. Evidence. Yusuf alayhi salam. Evidence. Huh? Stand right here. Open your heart. Yusuf did that with the people from jail. He did that. He opened his heart to them. Huh? He talked about his family. What did he say? Inni taraktu millata qawmi. And then, no, I talked to him.
I'm going back and forth. All this is happening before he interpreted the dream.
about the dream, and he didn't talk about anything about the dream. He's talking about himself. He's giving them da'wah. And then when he attracts them and brings them over, then he will interpret the dream, alayhi salam. And then, oh my, open the heart. Then, and what you need, number 10, a big dose of patience. When you give da'wah, you need a lot of patience. People will call your name. People may say this to you. People may say that to you. People may yell at you. And if you have no patience, you will sleep, you will lose it, and start khalala. It can ask me that question. You know, in this member, right here, what I stand here, do you think I will preach everyone? Do you think I can preach everyone? There's no way. I'm assuming if you think a sheikh or an alim, he will teach everyone in the Qutbah or whatnot. Even here, some of you may, they're only sitting because they're with their kids. But I'm telling you, most of you will be happy. But some people are not teach everyone. I'm sure someone will have something to say about whatever. So, you have to have patience with people. خُذْ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَا تَيَسَّرُ وَدَعْ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَا تَعَسَّرُ إِنَّمَا النَّاسُ مِثْلُ الزُّجَاجِ إِنْ لَمْ تَرَفَّقْ بِهِ And here's number 5. It came at the end. Number 5. Repeat after me. Number 5. Sympathize and empathize. Use emotional intelligence. Feel them. No, you say, I know what you're going through. I feel you. I understand you. You know, try to be close to them so they can open up to you. As a mom, do that with your kids, even with your husband, even with people that work with you. Try to sympathize and empathize with people. These are times you master them, you memorize them. Next week, you get something special, inshallah ta'ala. And then, don't forget. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Exactly about what? Don't forget. Don't forget what? You feel it? You smell it? Don't forget what? Next week, inshallah. Next week, we will talk about don't forget. Sisters right here, girls. Boys right here. Thank you so much. Oh, sisters. Don't, inshallah. I thank you to nobody to distribute this. You think about the Ramadan Expo, inshallah, you can take your kids and your friends, you'd be amazed. Inshallah, Jazakumullah khair, Barakallahu feekum, I need help distributing this. No. Go line up, boys, girls. Girls, Hina, and boys, Hina. Jazakumullah khair. Yeah. Girls, so we're going to say this here. Now take one and move. One,